Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life Off KG. Today on the show, I have my good friend Alicia, and I really wanted to share her story to you guys because I think it's very important that when people see people successful, they just see the success. They don't see the hard work that goes in before that. They don't see the trauma they experienced in childhood like Alicia done. So I think it's just really important to always share these raw stories. So without further ado, here she is. Before we get started, I want to introduce you to my friend Charlotte. Now, she specializes in launching and funnels. So if you're launching a product, a brand, a program, whatever that is, she is your girl. And also funnels. Okay, that sounds really technical, right? But leads are key in your business. The more leads you have, the more business comes your way. And you need to create lead magnets to be able to get them email addresses into your business to then turn them into clients. And she specializes in this, which is a must if you don't already have this within your company. So I have put her link below in the show notes. So go and check that out and connect with Charlotte and see how she can help you in your business. Alicia, welcome to the Life of KG. How are you today?
Hi, Katie. I'm well, thank you. Excited and thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I'm Alicia McCarroll, founder of Alicia's Aesthetics. We're an award-winning clinic and academy. We've won 21 awards to date, so we've won the most worldwide. I'm based in Luton, however, we do work all over. Set up the business on my own 6 years ago, set up the academy 3 years ago, and yeah, it's just gone absolutely crazy. Very blessed and excited to be as successful as I am.
Amazing. Like, you are literally smashing it. Every time that I see another award's been won, or you're traveling here and there, or your students that are signing up, it's so good.
Oh, thank you. It's hard work, but I think it just keeps me motivated, the fact that I've got a good group of people around me, including yourself. Whenever there's like a problem or there's something that I think, oh my God, I can't do this, obviously I can reach out to people, and it's good to have people support me and vice versa.
Yeah, because business can be so lonely, can't it?
Yeah, like, you know, because I'm always on the phone to you like, oh my God, this happened or this happened. And it's nice to have somebody to be able to be relatable back to you, and the same kind of industry that you're in. It is quite bitchy and lonely, unfortunately, but that's the way society is nowadays. But, you know, you've just got to keep going and be positive.
Yeah, definitely. So before we get into talking business and your growth, because I know lots of people are going to be interested in that, tell me a little bit about your childhood, your upbringing, because normally that forms us into the person that we are today. So do you mind going over that a little bit?
No, that's absolutely fine. So I am from a council estate. I was brought up on a council estate in Luton with my mum and dad and my brother. Unfortunately, my dad passed away when I was 13 due to drugs. So I kind of went off the rails a bit. Kind of got kicked out from school, was very angry, didn't know how to kind of process that kind of trauma as such. I did go off the rails. My mum kind of moved away to St Albans to get me away from all the stuff that I was into, which was horrendous. I was a stubborn little shit, and I was like, I'm not going, stayed here, lived with my nan. Then I got a job when I was 16 at Vogue Dental Care, which is where I kind of built myself from. Kalpesh, who owns the place, actually took me under his wing. And I just think if it wasn't for him kind of taking me under his wing and believing in me, I would have kind of be where I am today. So it's kind of gone from that one person, kind of me looking up to him thinking, oh cool, this is like a completely different way of life, to kind of being, well, I want this and I want to kind of copy what he's done. And, you know, having someone kind of mentor you and looking up to someone that you can see every day doing stuff has kind of pushed me to be the better person. Never sat any GCSEs or anything at school, again, because I got kicked out due to obviously being so naughty with like my dad dying and stuff. And then I just always remember Calvish would always say to me, you're so clever, you're so smart, you remember everything. So any patient that would come in, I would remember 6 months ago what they said. And he was like, your brain is insane, like you need to put that into an exam. And I was like, no, like kind of just messing around. Then when I went for the nurse's exam, passed and got 100%, I was like, oh my God, And then that kind of opened the door for me where I was like, oh my God, imagine if I can pass this exam, how many other exams I could have passed had I given myself that opportunity. And then it kind of went from there. And then I remember sitting a biology exam and getting 100%. And then it was just like an ongoing thing. And it was like, this is insane. And the feeling that you get when you think that you're kind of nothing and you're not going to amount to anything, to obviously put in that work and then get the results each and every time. And it's like, oh my God. So then I remember setting up Alicia's Aesthetics, and my dream was always, we'd always go to conferences and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, I want to be that woman that wins awards and like a businesswoman. And then I remember just all I wanted to do was attend one of the awards. I didn't even want to be entered. It was just to be in that environment, to be, oh my God, I was at an award ceremony. And then I remember the first one I entered, I was so nervous, and then I won. But first of all, I remember sitting down and saying to everyone, it's fixed, we're not going to win. Like, they fix, they pick their own winners, like, I'll definitely not win. And then my name came out and I was like, it's definitely not fixed, like, running to the stage. And it was just that overwhelming experience of, oh my God, like, I've literally manifested this, and it's incredible what you can achieve when you actually run with it. And from then on, it's been 20 awards since the first one. And it's just like, this is just insane. Like, then obviously I partnered up with UK Beauty Awards because I know how it's impacted my business. So I wanted to help others reap the awards as well. So that's kind of like a little insert of, yeah, how the business started and stuff.
That's so good. Do you think then, because obviously you had a really hard life when you was younger, do you think that's formed you into who you are today? Has that given you a drive behind, like, how it was with your mum and dad?
Most definitely. Like, I do feel like I didn't want to be that little council estate kid. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because, you know, I didn't have a bad upbringing. Like, my mum and dad loved me. I saw things that I shouldn't see. Like, we was moved from hostel to hostel. Like, my dad used to beat my mum and stuff. And it's not me, you know. I look back now and I think, yeah, it is trauma, but I've come out the right side of it. I just didn't want that for myself. And I just always thought I was not better than that. I just always thought, you know, I was this little lost princess sort of thing, as you do when you're little, you know. And then I think I always wanted more from life. And I feel like I just needed to have the right people around me to kind of push me. And I love my mum so much. My mum has done everything she can, but I was so stubborn. I was like, I'm staying here. No one could help me. I had to help myself. So yeah, I do think, like, losing my dad, like, especially when I see people now that I know that were from that same area or at the same time, like, it's incredible, like, how far you've come. But it's like, this is just the start of where I want to be, like, with the empire and stuff, because it's just one thing. I just constantly thinking, what else can I do? Like, if I can be successful at that, you could be successful at anything. So yeah, it's nice, and it's overwhelming when people see you, know that you're from the same background as them and how far you can go. So yeah, that is very rewarding, because it's just like, you know you can, there's nothing that can stop you. You're just unstoppable, basically.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that, well, actually, let's talk about nursing. So you've done the nursing, you pass that with flying colours. Did you then want to be a nurse, or did you always want to go into aesthetics?
Yeah. No, so where the nursing come in, obviously we had to be a nurse to pass the nurse to obviously get a pay rise and stuff. That's where you kind of looked at it. But I loved being a nurse. I had the best time being a nurse. Like, it was always fun. I'm a people's person, so I always got on with everyone. I love the fact that patients would come in and I'd remember them and they'd remember me. But even now, they'll come back and it's 20 years since I've probably been nursing, and they're like, oh, where's the bubbly Alicia? And like, it's nice, because everybody, it's like a family here. Like, everybody knows everybody. And then I remember when this was about 12 years ago, I think Botox and fillers come onto the market, and I remember thinking, oh, I'd love to have my lips done, but obviously I couldn't afford it on a nurse's wage. So then I was like to Kalpesh, I think you should go on a lip filler course, primarily because I knew he wouldn't charge me if I wanted to have it done. I was like, I'll be your guinea pig. So he basically, we went on a course, and I was the guinea pig to have it done. And then I was having Botox because I suffered really bad from migraines. And then I was like the treatment coordinator. So when like men and women were coming in, I was like, no, Capitra, you should do it like this and you should do it like that. And it's like, I really had an eye for it. And then like patients would say to me, why don't you do it? Because you basically plan out exactly what he's going to do. So why don't you just do it yourself? And then I kind of was like, yeah, why don't I? Then I thought, it's just going for it, isn't it? It's just taking, grabbing it with both hands. So then I went on to the course myself. I would spend all of my money, what I earned from my nursing, and just put it on courses every month. So I wouldn't really go out with my friends and stuff. Like, I would be that little person. I would get up at 8 o'clock at night. 8 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock in the morning, go to work, finish here about seven. And then I'd go 7 till 10 o'clock going around doing my aesthetics. And everyone's like, oh, you're not knackered, but I knew I had to put it in to do it. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it just got so big that I had to give up the nursing and do it full time. So yeah, it's just different stages that you do it in. But I think had I not pushed him to go on the course, and had he not done it, and then I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Because I remember when lip filler, when we first did it, it was £350 per meal. Whereas now you can probably see girls selling it for 180, 200. So I remember thinking, I could never afford that. But yeah, the industry is forever changing. It changes rapidly. But that's basically how I got into it, because I basically wanted to have free lip fillers myself.
Brilliant. Within aesthetics then, there's obviously this huge debate of trying to get it regulated, stopping non-medics training. What's your views on this? Because obviously you're a training provider yourself now.
Yeah, so there is a massive divide between medics and non-medics. I personally don't see that what the problem is. I understand some people are medically trained and some people are not, but I feel if you all have the same training, then everybody each to their own. Like, I remember when it was me, when I was first doing, oh, you're just the nurse. Like, how can you do this? Like, it's a doctor's thing. And it's like, I remember when I first went on my course, it was just all doctors that I went on the course with, and they were like, who wants to do the face first? And I was like, me. Like, I've always been confident. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it 101%. So I was like, I'll do it. So it was only basic fillers. So I remember my patient at the time, I did her whole face. And then I remember my teacher at the time actually emailed me, which I've still got to this day, that said, your skill set was way past any other newcomer, new learner that I've ever seen. I know I'm going to hear about you in the future. But again, it always made me think, these are doctors and dentists that I'm on the course with. It's not me slating them at all. I just think if you have it in you and you have a passion for something, anybody is able to do it. I don't feel that it's fair because, oh, you know, they've got a medical degree or they're a doctor, they're a dentist, they can be better than you. You know, it's an overall thing where I think anybody can be good at something. If somebody's passionate about something, then what is the problem? I do think it's a very bitchy industry. But I feel like everybody has the same ability to be the best that they want to be.
Do you think then a lot of it is comes down to training, because there's lots of training providers out there that are just teaching people to get that training money in. But then also there's lots of girls that want to train in aesthetics just for the quick cash, when actually your passion comes because you had a passion rather than just the money.
Yeah, so I do think there's a lot of academies that are set up overnight. And what scares me is they don't have the experience or the knowledge behind them to even teach what they're teaching. They've gone on a day course themselves and then set up an academy overnight. So to me, I've had like 6 years experience before even starting my academy. But prior to that, another 10 years on top of that, because obviously I worked with plastic surgeons, doctors, dentists, whatever. Not saying that I'm above anybody or anything, but I just feel like I've seen what could go wrong. I know how to fix it. I know the knowledge and the evidence behind it. Whereas other people, you're literally going on a course and setting it up the next day. How can you possibly teach anyone anything when you're still learning yourself? I mean, you're always going to be learning, but I think that's the scariest thing, which is why I think they are bringing regulation in, which is going to be a very good thing for the industry, because it means that everybody's going to be trained to the same level. I mean, I've seen online courses that you can go and do an online course for like a couple of hundred quid. How you can ever learn by doing an online course when you're injecting somebody's face is terrifying, but people will do it. But that's why I do think it's a very good thing that the level seven is going to come into practice. It's just primarily then everyone will be trained the same, so be trained at the same level.
So if level seven's coming in then, say for example, I wanted to do Botox and filler and then come on a course with you, will I have to do my level seven for qualification before I do that?
Yeah, I mean, it is a grey area at the moment, because they've been saying this since I've been doing it for years. I hope it does come into practice. If it does come into practice, we will take precaution and we will be offering that also. But I will need to obviously do a level seven as well. Everybody will need to do a level seven, and then it will be something that you will be offering to the students as well. So anybody that has trained before the level seven will come in will still need to do the level seven.
That's good, isn't it? I think that's just going to set the industry in a better standard for sure, and just get people that aren't wanting to do it just for that quick buck. Obviously, everyone wants to make money, 100%. We're all in business for money, but it will just get rid of the people that are just doing it for the quick money rather than actually investing in themselves and taking it seriously.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it will definitely split between the people that are actually doing it for passion and the people that are just doing it for money, that will just wipe them out because they'll be like, oh, I can't bother to do this. It's going to be a lot of work, but it will be a lot better for your patients, for yourself, for your students. Overall, it will be a better industry because, like I said, it will be, everyone will be trained exactly the same.
Definitely. Let's talk about your audience and your growth in business, because obviously you've come from being this little girl, lots of trauma around that. You've gone to obviously in the dental industry and you've grown from there. But then all of a sudden, this was it 6 years before you started training, you were very, very popular on socials. You had a very, very big audience. How did you do that? Because I know you get asked that question all the time. When we're out, everyone's like, how do you get so many followers? Tell people, how have you done that?
So I think starting the Instagram back about a few years ago, well, 6-7 years ago, I think it was, you know, just consistency. And I do think word of mouth helps a lot. I feel like I don't really post that much to social. I'll post on there every day, but to the volume of clients and students that we see, I don't have time to post everybody on there. I do think word of mouth is massive. I think I'm in a dental practice where we have over 150,000 patients on our database, so that was always an advantage to me. Also, I think I did competitions when I first started out. So I remember once being in Dubai, shock horror. Mm-hmm. As you know, I'm always out there. I remember doing a competition from there once and I gained like 7,000 followers. Really? And I was like, wow. But then I've tried to do it again recently and it doesn't always work. So I just think it's just timing and knowing how to hashtags, how to do your competitions and stuff like that. And I think it is society helping you a lot. If people share your posts, I think that makes a massive difference because then you're sharing awareness of everybody else. But yeah, I think it is primarily people that are helping you. I feel like there is a lot of aesthetics people out there at the moment. So not everybody wants to share your post because their friend does it or their uncle does it or blah, blah, blah. Whereas when I first started out, I think I was the first one ever to ever do it.
Yeah, you definitely had that head start, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I just think it's just consistency. Like, it's like anything, you know, I have people say, oh, well, I've done it and I'm not successful. And I'm like, but did you give up? People give up. It's easier to give up than it is to keep going.
Yeah, there's only 5% of people that actually carry on and succeed, because it is, like you said, it's so easy to just give up. Oh, I haven't got no clients this month, or I've only got a few clients this month, and so I'm just going to give up. Well, it takes so long for a client to see you. It's like 7-14 times for a client to see you before they buy, but it's actually apparently, so I heard the stat this week, it's gone up 24. So people have to see you 24 times before now they buy into you. So you can't give up, otherwise you're going to have no chance.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, when I have students come in and they're like, I've been following you for years, and it's nice to hear, and I'm like, I'll have you. And they're like, oh yeah, I remember when you did this. And like, it's crazy to think how much some people do follow you just through social media and how much they know about your life and what you put on social media. But I would say 50% of my students do actually say, I've been following you for years, and they're like, you're inspiring. And then that's when they decide to book onto the course. So that's why I think you can never kind of give up on social media. Even if it goes quiet, people are still watching, and it will just be that one post that will come into their head and be like, oh my God, bang, there's your booking. And then they'll contact you and book in.
What tips do you have then regarding socials? Like, do you say, like, post all your treatment work? Do you say post like personal branding, your lifestyle? What has helped you build that following?
I feel like lifestyle, oh, look at me, I'm here, I'm doing this. I did get a lot of backlash for it. Like, you get a lot of trolls on it. So I kind of did kind of quiet down and like, oh, look at me, I can do this and I can do that. But then I think, why should it be like that? Because I, you know, everybody does it, and it's like, I'm proud of where I come from to what I can do within reason. So now I'm like, yeah, I am in Dubai, I am buying a house in Dubai, I am doing this and I am doing that. Because I think people look at that and they think, oh my God, this is what I want to do, which will make them think, if she can do it, knowing where I've come from, I can do it. And I think that's the biggest thing to people, because you can post your work and you and this, that and the other, but people want to see what you're achieving. And unfortunately, in this day and industry, people are all about material things. So you'd be like, hey, look, I've got this and I've got that. it's like, I want it. You want it. You want, you always want what everyone else has. So I do feel like it is a good thing to post what you've got, but then do expect the backlash that you're going to get from it, from jealous people, because not everybody is going to be on your side.
How do you deal with the trolls? Because I find in the beauty industry, as in hair, nails, lashes, it is a little bit bitchy, but I'd say maybe because I just don't look, I don't really get anything anymore. But I know the aesthetic industry can be that bit more bitchier. How do you deal with the trolls? Because I know you've come up against that quite a few times.
It is heartbreaking, especially when you've put all your love and energy into building something that is purely yours, and it kind of gives you that go-to comfort zone. You know, like, I've made this and it's yours, and then somebody comes along and tries to tear it apart. But again, I just think, ignore them. Like, you can't fight fire with fire. Like, the old me would have literally fight fire with fire and added more fuel. Mm. Whereas now, I think it's not worth my time. I know who I am. You know, you can say whatever you want about me on social media. I know that I'm a good person with a good heart, and I don't need to explain that to anyone. So I will literally just ignore it and block you. Like, I get it quite often. People will comment on stuff, or yeah, I feel like it's more on Facebook for some reason. Like, people be like, are you even allowed to do this treatment, or your work is awful, why would you post this? And it's just like, who has time to do stuff like this? So I literally, now I do laugh at it, because I just think it's so, like, I would never dream of commenting on someone's work just to be nasty to them. But there are people out there who have got nothing better to do than sit and get jealous and comment on your stuff. So now I would say to anyone, if anyone was to get bullied or trolled, block. Block button is there for a reason. Just block them. Don't even entertain it. I feel like if you entertain it, you're just going to add fuel to the fire and it's just going to keep going. If you just ignore it and literally don't care, then it will go away. Even if it doesn't go away, just keep ignoring it. Like, there's nothing that they can do to you. It's just keyboard warriors. So that's how I kind of deal with it. Ignore it. I've got bigger things to worry about than whether people like me or not.
Yeah, and I always say as well, it's what you don't know can't hurt you. So if you're not looking for it, or you just block them so nothing else can be said, then you'll protect yourself from any hurt like that. Whereas when our friends start coming around and go, oh, have you heard this, or have you heard that, or did you see this on social, did you see that, you're so immersed in it that then that's when it affects people, especially with their mental health. Whereas
then you go looking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just think, if you don't know and you block it out, then, you know, you continue on your path. You've got your path set out. Continue on that path. You're going to get hurdles. You're going to get things fly up in the way. Just keep going. Your best thing is to just keep going forward.
Mm. And then lastly, what tips would you give for anyone wanting to start up in business?
Be consistent. Make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Obviously, everybody wants to make money. I understand that. But always put your patients first, you know, and be consistent. Do what's right for the patient, what's right for your pocket. And just always make sure that you are consistent and never kind of give up.
Love that. I'm sure there's going to be lots of people listening to this that want to reach out and send you a message, or want to find out about the training courses, or even those that are local that want treatment from you. Where should people reach out to you?
So they can find us on Instagram or Facebook. It's Alicia's Aesthetics. I'm more than happy to help people if they need some guidance or support regarding any of the courses or any treatments. We need lots of models for the training academy, where all the treatments will be heavily discounted. So yeah, if anybody wants to have any treatments or is looking to book in for training or any marketing, then yeah, please do send us a message.
Perfect. Thank you, Alicia. You know I love you absolutely loads, and you're an inspiration to everyone out there.
Likewise, so are you. Love you millions, and thank you for having me.
You might have already seen that there has been a price drop and a name change to my membership. It was originally called Coffee, Cake and Chat, also known as CCC, because we opened over COVID and we all needed a strong coffee, lots of cake and lots of chatting to get through that time. But we're out the other side of the pandemic now and we needed to rebrand. So I have called it Clients, Cash and Community, because we all need clients, and to hold on to them clients, we all need the cash, and community is key in business. This membership is for anyone within the beauty industry, And when I mean beauty, I mean aesthetics, makeup artists, lash techs, salon owners, anyone whatsoever, hairdressers, you are all welcome. So see the show notes below and you can join now at only £39 a month. That's less than one treatment a month and that's covered. You'll be able to build your business within this membership. You're going to get mentoring from me. You're going to have expert guest speakers. You're going to have a community of people that you can go to whenever you wish. It is a must have as a business owner. I look forward to seeing you there.